back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. And guess what?
What?
Mason, that's Mason Dixon. Good morning, Mason Dixon. Or good day, whatever, if it's the podcast you're listening to. If you're listening to on Cozy, good morning.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing well. And Tina Goodrich is in the studio. Good morning to you, Tina.
Good morning, Robin. How are you?
I'm doing well. Laura Russin could not be in the studio today.
Are we talking, let's talk real estate for the full hour and a half then?
No. We're just going to have Tina hanging out, taking Laura's spot, because it's just, you know, a little more fun in the studio, I think, to have three or four of us in here, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's like that morning zoo thing that they do on those big city stations.
But it was hard on you for a while, because then that was less talking that you got to and airtime you got, so he had a hard time with that, but you're good with it now, right?
Well, same for you. You'd have less time to talk because they two ladies, they got talking about this and that, well, and then we just sat there.
It is a popular show now, Let's Talk Real Estate.
Yeah, because of the ladies. And, that's all good, but that's not really why. I actually like having the voices, and that means I don't actually have to work as hard. It's not about my voice. It's about bringing out a good message, and the people we have doing it is really what's cool. So, all right, we do have to do we're going to have Rob Slentz is going to be on the show, so we don't have to do a shout out to him. Who's the other guy we got to do a shout out to?
That would be Dr. Max Masters of South Haven Chiropractic and Rehabilitation.
That's right. Dr. Max Masters, he's a great guy and certainly becoming a bigger part of the show. And you're going to find out some cool stuff heading your way. And Tina Goodrich, of course. Tina, it's certainly good to have you on the show. And, you know, Let's Talk Real Estate. And we're going to get to that at 8 o'clock. And then.
Yeah, we got a special guest for
some reason. I'm all excited today and out of breath because I think we've got such an exciting show on the way.
Not only that, Rob Dog, we got a surprise.
A surprise? What kind of surprise are we?
I got you present there, Rob Dog.
No. Oh. What is this for?
Well, be careful because we are pre-recording this, and we might be recording this on April Fool's Day. And if you get one of them packages, you want to be careful. Yeah. Open it up.
There and might this is be coming from Mason Dixon.
Might be a spring or something like that.
Doesn't say who this is for, so I'm assuming it's me, right?
It's
a card. Okay, well, All right, keep talking because I got to concentrate on opening cards now. You can't do two things at once. On your birthday, remember.
I missed your birthday because I was doing that comedy festival, and I was hoping we'd have a big party for you, and I couldn't make it in that night. And then the next week after that, well, I forgot to bring the last week birthday present, and then the week after that, I forgot again. And it's probably been about a month or so, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, yes, I guess so. It was certainly the big one, the big 5-0 this year.
Ooh, the big 5-0.
Yeah, everybody kind of says they were talking about Over the Hill, but that was a few years ago. So on your birthday, it says, remember, here's a dog laying on its back. It says, remember, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. So I'm assuming that's in reference to me.
And, yeah, you're the old dog.
Yeah, and as I got to hold this card long enough listening to you talk, I can tell that I couldn't open it on this side. You got to go the reverse open, which it was probably something to be said. But you can play a new trick on an old dog. April Fools, happy birthday. Hey, you wrote that in there. Good job on that. I actually thought that they made a card that said that.
Well, see, yeah, I did that real slow and made it look just like that. Hallmark people wrote it.
Yeah, yeah. And a happy birthday from Danny. Also, you ran this by Danny's house and got a sign?
No, we do that show, the Race and Mason Dixon show, every night at 10 p.m. He's my producer. So, Danny, I had him sign it too. And then his wife, Barbecue, guess who bought the card? she had to sign it too. So it's from all of us over at the Race and Mason Dixon show.
That's the Race and Mason Dixon show. But thank you very much. Is there anything else in the bag here?
A card? There's some presents. There for
there's
you,
some
Rob
presents
dog.
In here too. Oh, look at this! The beautiful paper. I think this all probably came from Barb too, huh?
Well, yeah, we asked her to wrap it up because, you know, between me and Danny, we wouldn't have done as good as she would have.
Oh, wow. You know, normally every year, I mean, this kind of stuff, I get birthday shirts or something crazy like that for my mom, but I didn't this year.
Well, you did now.
And this one's perfect. Yeah, big colorful 50 over the hill.
See, you just said I used to over the hill, and there I got you over the hill shirt, and it's got your birthday year on there.
Now it's confirmed. I actually confirmed that about 8 years ago. I said over the hill. I'm officially reached that I'm getting old when I had to start wearing reading glasses.
Hey, that ain't the only thing in there.
There's something else in here?
Yeah.
Oh, my. It's a deep bag. Another shirt.
Wow, another shirt.
Hey, it's a Dale Robbie band, the Black Crow Flies Away t-shirt.
And guess what? They selling them at Goodwill already. Can you imagine that?
I already got one at Goodwill.
Yeah. Is that where you got that?
Yeah, because I thought, I buy this for Rob Dog, and then he can like resell it and make some money.
Yeah, this thing's like new. How did it get to Goodwill already?
Well, I don't know. Somebody, they didn't buy it on your website. I know that because you still can't find merchandise on the DaleRobbie.com website.
You never know what you can find.
It's a large. So, Tina, do you wear a large t-shirt?
I do.
Would you like to have a Dale Robbie, the Black Crow Flies Away t-shirt?
Yes, thank you.
You are welcome. Wow, I was.
I like that,
right?
Yeah.
Boy, he just re-gifts right in front of you, you know? Doesn't even. Be careful around Christmas time. You give him something, he's just going to give it away.
No, thank you for that. Tina needed one of those t-shirts.
It stays right here in our group.
Yeah, that's right. So that's really, it was a great gift because it made another person happy too. And it made me happy that I didn't have to spend money to buy a gift for Tina.
How about that?
Yeah, that's right. So you made three of us happy. I hope you were happy that you gave it to us too. So
yeah, it's the joy. Given.
Three of us all happy in one room is a wonderful thing. So here, let me get this tissue paper out of the way because I need to be able to see how much more time we have left in this segment. We got about a minute left. We have a website while I kind of get situated here. What is that?
Moondogshow.com.
Moondogshow.com, and you can see pictures, and we try to keep it updated with the last several episodes.
And that Captain Nemo's secret word, too.
Captain Nemo's secret word, which is still waffle cone.
You don't supposed to say it.
Yeah, whatever.
Go to the website.
Go check out our website. There's so much good stuff there.
Is that the good for 25% off?
That one's only 10% on the website. Now
that's 10.
25% is over for now. At least that was 2 weeks ago, Monday and Tuesday, and then last week, Monday and Tuesday. I haven't talked to Laura about being able to do that again, so I'm not going to do it this week. So we're going to figure something out, but I think what I might want to do here, and I'm going to throw this out new, anybody that becomes a podcast subscriber, the first five, next week, you can go down by Friday, end of the day, and pick up a $20 gift certificate if you become a subscriber to the podcast.
I recommend you unsubscribe if you're already a subscriber.
I'll know who you are.
Oh, okay. Maybe that won't work. Have your friend do it then. And
that's for Captain Nemo's?
Yeah. But what happens with a podcast is they give you a weird name, and I won't know who you are, so you need to message me somehow with your new name that you, when you signed up with your username for whatever your subscriber is. You know what I'm saying?
No.
And you go to your Podbean.
Yeah, you have to go to the website, go to moondogshow.com, leave me a message on the website, on the contact page, with your username and that you became a subscriber, and then I'll have a $20 gift certificate down there for you for $20 worth of food at Captain Nemo's only.
And that's only good for the first five, so go do that right now, moondogshow.com.
There we go. All this stuff is in my way, and I don't know where we're going. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk quickly about Got a Fat One, which is now released on Spotify. We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Show.